Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Listen, family, we have been talking about how you need to keep going until you get it done. Keep going until you get it done. You know, I can tell you something. This is just so real here at Power Start Your Day. You guys have no clue. I don't know if you're aware, but we are approaching our 300th episode. 300 times that we've come before you here at Power Start Your Day. And you know what? It snuck up on me because we have been just working the plow, working on this launch. And God gave us this, keep going until you get it done. And that's what we've been doing. And so you've been learning some of the secrets that have helped us be successful over the years. But I'm going to tell you something, the principles, you got to keep working them. You don't just work them, then you stop. It does not work like that. And so, guys, I just want you to know that today we're going to talk about going for your goals, pursuing them with all your heart and soul. And then on tomorrow, you want to definitely make sure you're plugged in. We're going to be going live. We're going to be going live on our 300th episode, and you're going to have none other than myself and my hubby, Robert J. As we close out this particular series and do the 300th episode. So we want you guys to definitely tune in, plug in. We'll be posting it. We want you to share it and everything. Because you know what? On today, while we're talking about going for your goals with all your heart and soul, we know you're going to need help. So the scripture is coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. For those Bible readers, you know what time it is. It's time to enlarge your territory, baby. It's time for the next level. It's time to even set some goals that will make your head spin, because then now you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you need God to be in it. If there's things that you can do all by yourself, things that you can reach all by yourself, then you think it's all about you. It's time for us to now ask God to expand our territory, just enlarge it so big. Why? So we can definitely honor his name, not just by the fruit of our lips, but by our actions. It's time to take your territory and go for all that God has for you. So we're going to have to go in and pray this one out. And then now we're going to read that word. You want to go ahead and start coming in the queue. Don't just be too late. Come in the queue and let's talk. Let's go to God together. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day, for you are amazing. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you are just so big that you can't go anywhere. We're honoring and grateful that we are your sons and daughters. And that means that if you are big and everything in the earth and the fullness thereof is yours, that means that it's also ours. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that only your Holy Spirit can bring us to the revelation and the fullness of belief of that fact. We're honoring you and we want to work your principles. So right now, Holy Spirit, have your way here on Power Start Your Day. Ignite our hearts that we will turn our ear, our spiritual ear, so we can hear very clearly what it is that you would have for us to do in order to realize our goals and walk into our purpose. We're thanking you right now that the territory has already been planted. The flag is already in the ground, just waiting for us to pursue what is ours. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're going after it with all our heart and soul. We're not allowing anything to stop us or hinder us on this day or any day forward. We're thanking you, Father God, that we're taking you everywhere we go so that we know that no harm or danger could come upon us. We're honoring you right now, and every person under the sound of our voice, we're blessing their homes. They're moving into overflow right now. They are no longer in lack in the spirit, the mind, or the money. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that they are going to take their spot at the top, and they'll honor you when they get there. We're coming against any temptation that will try to remove these thoughts and these principles from their heart and their mind. They will remember you on their way up and when they get there. We're blessing the minds and the spirits of these humble giants that you're growing through leadership. You're giving the authority to ones that you can trust. The oil is running. It's flowing. We're honoring you. We're thanking you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. You are amazing. The people are going out in their name only for you. Wow. You are so awesome, God. I thank you just for allowing me to be a servant. How may it remain, oh Father God, just clear on my assignment with you, your people to be expanded in your name as we cover and seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, the majestic name, the name above all names, the King of Kings. We thank you and we honor you on this day. Amen. Guys, I want you to pull out your word, even on your phone or what have you, and I need you to pay attention that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And inside here, the prayer of Jabez, it'd be great for you to write that down and for you to read it, but you got to do what Jabez did in order to get what he got. When you begin to look in the word, 1 Chronicles 4 and 10, obviously there were some things that were preset. Jabez was honorable. The word even says he was honorable, more honorable than even his brothers. And his mother called his name, and he was blessed. But then now Jabez began to call on the name of God for himself. See, it's only but so much that people can do for you. They may can guide you to God. They can tell you about their testimonies. But in order for you to enlarge your territory, you've got to go to God for yourself and make those petitions made known. Now, when you start looking in 1 Chronicles 4 and 10, and it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, he was very specific, because there are many gods, but he said, no, I'm going to call on the God of gods. And he says, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. How many people know that sometimes your biggest enemy is yourself? We got to keep God first so that we are not the ones who trip our own self up. You know, I just need you to know that as we are going for our goals with all our heart and soul, you need to know what to expect. What's going to be happening? What's going to be happening on your journey? Because some people, when they start seeing these things that are just inevitable to happen, then they deter away from their assignment. This is why we shared with you, listen, as you're growing into that humble giant, we know it might be a little scary for you, but this is where you know that God is with you. We know that people who didn't know you had it in you, they may be a little intimidated in seeing you growing, but that does not need to deter you. And we know there are going to be people who wish they had what God placed in you, because even in here it says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. So he had some favor. But even with favor, you could trip up and mess up. And so this is why you need to know that even to go after your goals with all your heart and soul, you got to keep God first. But I want you to do something on today. First, I need you to write down that scripture, to pay attention that Jabez wasn't talking about the man upstairs. He didn't play games with, oh, I'm afraid or ashamed of what people are going to say because I'm in partnership with the God of Israel. He knew that the God of Israel was his Jehovah Jireh, his provider. He wasn't tripping up when he started calling his name, because he knew that he was the one who had the power to expand his territory, and that if he went with him, no matter what came up against him, no weapon formed will ever prosper. Now, many of us leave our gates open because it's going to be difficult. When you set your goals high, it will challenge even your beliefs, because things, people, they're going to do things and you're going to be wondering, why God? But it's specifically for you. You're going to have to travel the terrain for success. That's why you got to have heart. When you got heart, it's connected to the spirit. So when your mind starts playing tricks on you and your body starts being lazy, you want the spirit to take over. I need you to know that when you're talking about going for your goals with all your heart and soul, and when you're moving through those challenges, you got to maintain focus no matter what is happening around you. If you don't have your action steps in place, you'll be the first one to trip up. If you're still having problems laying out the affirmations of the things you need to work on for yourself, on yourself, so you can release all those hindrances that's been holding you back from building better relationships that help you build better businesses, you got to work on that. And you got to be able to know the difference between things that are the distractions or things that are put in place to discipline you to go to God first in everything. So when you set those goals, you'll keep going until you get it done. You won't let the fact that you don't know the scripts, you're not sure what to say, you're not sure about this, you'll stay in the back, your back office, trying to say, I'm just trying to get ready to get ready. That's not going to help you reach your goals. You got to go out. You got to make it happen. There'll be people around you that would even try to stagnate you because they're stagnated. You got to realize the difference. I need you to know that even as you're making those small achievements, be grateful for those. Those small wins equate to the big wins. It's time for you to keep going until you get it done. On your calendar today, What was on your cash calendar yesterday? Did you do it? I'm going to tell you something. For me, action is always going to speak much louder than words. We are in an industry where the result speaks for itself. Sure, you have to build up the foundation, but eventually you're going to start seeing manifestation. Of course, the foundation, then you're going to see manifestation. I'll see people come to us all the time and they'd be like, they got it all going on, but I'm looking at manifestation. Eventually, if you're really putting your mind on a grind, we're going to see some results. Guys, I know you've heard it before. The moment you stop buying and believing those excuses is when you will begin to win. Stop it already. Every grown person has problems. Stop it already. Every grown person has challenges. Just stop it already. Most people who are successful didn't have a full plan of how they're going to be successful. They just started moving. At least in network marketing, a plan is already written out. You, all you have to do is be coachable and follow it. Let's keep our mind on the ground. Let's pursue these goals with all our heart and soul. We're going to the lines right now. 404, last 47632. Good morning.
I'm number one. I'm number one. I made it in on the 299th episode. I made it in, Nicole. This is Thomas Brown. Good morning, my love. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, let me tell you. I got to tell you this. The Lord woke me up this morning at 4:15. And I'm looking at my clock, and I said, it must be, you know, because I got that internal alarm clock going. I said, it must be 5:30. It must be time for me to wake up. I look at the clock. It's like 4:15. I said, okay, God, you want to talk. Let's do it. Let's go. So I laid down, and by the time I laid back in the bed, I'm listening. I'm looking at my wife. I'm looking at my two babies. And I'm telling you, my pillow was wet by the time I got out of that bed because I was sobbing. Mm-hmm. You hear me? I'm talking about sobbing. Now, do you hear the passion in my voice right now, Nicole? Please tell me you do.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to tell you where it came from. Because I had a conversation with all my mentors this morning. I had you were there. Eric Thomas was there. And who was my other one? Ten times, my 10X guy. Grant Cardone was there.
And they
was there. They were there with me this morning, Nicola, and when I got out, and I'm sorry, I'm going to earn the right to call you by your first name. I'm going to earn that right, but I haven't earned it yet, so I apologize. I'm just in the moment right now. But I got up, and I went, matter of fact, I promised myself if I got a hold of you, I was going to pull over, so I'm pulling over right now so I can read to you what I came up with. He sat me down, all right, and this is what I came up with. At first I was saying will, but then I went back and scratched out the will. I said, I no longer let my wife struggle because of my inability to provide as a man of the house. I no longer make less than six figures in my life. I no longer live check to check. I no longer allow my wife to receive food stamps. I no longer require a job. I no longer live without passion. I no longer allow a day to go by without introducing at least five people to financial education services. I no longer see people as separate from myself. I no longer have to wait for something to happen for me to take action. I no longer live for myself. I no longer recognize ego as anything else but a tool used to serve my God as my God commands. I no longer let a day go without looking and saying my goals affirmation. And the last part was, I no longer take rejection personally. I no longer seek the approval of others. I no longer have spare time. I no longer accept average anything. I no longer spend my time on activities that don't produce for my goals and objectives. I no longer play small with my life. I no longer discount who I am or whose I am. That's what I wrote this morning, Nicola, and I'm going to tell you, I've already talked to one person this morning. I got at least 9 more to go before this day's out. That's where I'm at this morning. Thank you so much for what you do, because you are the reason and the catalyst, but God is the reason that I'm doing this, so thank you.
Wow, man of God. King, listen, I need you to email successwithnicola@gmail.com, because you know, I was going to wait till the end of the call and let some people know we're going to be giving an opportunity for some people to be able to get the first invitation to what Robert and I are about to launch. But we're going to make sure you get a special gift, because in that standpoint of you standing up and saying you no longer, you've taken full responsibility and ownership of your success for you and your family. We have to sow seed on that ground. And so we will be sowing something in. I'm going to tell you something right now. What we're launching is something big, and I'm telling you, God used you as a confirmation that what we're about to do, that we must do it. And so God bless you. Wow, that was so powerful. That was so powerful. Good morning, 706. Last 43907. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson. Oh, my goodness, Thomas, you got me lit up this morning. Oh, my God. I mean, how do you even come after that? I mean, that was just, I can't even describe it. But what I have been doing, Nicola, and this is my favorite scripture, ever since I come into the business, I always pray this every morning. First of all, I'm sorry, this is Felicia from Athens, Georgia. I always pray this prayer before, when me and my son are going to school every morning, and I pray that 1 Chronicles 4:10. I pray, you know, the prayer of Jabez to enlarge my territory. I also pray that when God does enlarge my territory, because it is coming, that I always remain humble. I don't care with 6 figures, 7 figures, I always want to remain humble. I never want to get too big with all of this stuff, because there's a lot of stuff that I'm expecting this year. It's a lot of goals that I've set day by day. You know, each day I set a goal, each month I set a goal. You know, not anything big, you know, not anything big and out of the way, you know, that, you know, but little small attainable goals to get to things that I know that I can do. You know, a lot of people, you know, with this company, I thank God for this company. This was a godsend, because I am a servant leader. I do love serving people. And, you know, what I want to do, a lot of people, you know, yes, we're able to, you know, at some point get into, you know, the Audis and, you know, the nice rides and the money. But, you know, what my biggest thing is, being able to reach people and someone to be able to become a homeowner, some for the first time, someone to be able to sign and drive and not have to wait in a car dealership for 2 and 3 hours, you know, that will be $1 million to me, just to be able to help someone do that, you know, because I always want to think of myself less, not me as in value, devaluing myself less, but to put myself less and to put others, you know, their importance more in front of mine, you know. That's what I want to do. I've always, and it's just something on the inside, Nicola, that I always feel, you know, that needs to be burst out of me, you know. And I believe this is what God will have me to do. I think I have found my purpose. I have struggled. I'm 48 years old, will be 49 in 10 more days, but I think I have found my purpose.
Wow, that is so amazing. Oh, wow. Call after call after call is confirming about what Robert and I are about to do for the body of Christ. And at the end of the day, it's for anyone who wants to go to the next level. God has blessed us immensely. And we're about to now make sure we bring those gifts to the marketplace like never before. And I am just so excited, because the people on Power Start Your Day, you're going to have a form where you will get the first invitations. You'll get the first invitations to what we are about to do. And so I'm very excited excited because, yes, you can have the cars, you can have the houses, but it means nothing. It's irrelevant when it comes to the things of God. Yes, he wants us to have great things. No, don't make it, don't get it twisted. There's no way that you're serving the king and everything in the earth and the fullness thereof is his and it don't belong to you. Yes, you're supposed to have it, but it means nothing if you can't honor God and his people. Good morning, 864-6709. You'll be empty. Trust me, and miserable. Good morning, 864-6709. You there?
Good morning, Nicola. This is Kina. How are you?
Hey, Kina, how are you?
I am doing well. You have some great callers on this morning talking about some really great things, and I just want to share some excellent news with you all. First, I want to tell you, you know, I absolutely adore you. And I just thank you so much for pouring into us the way that you do each and every morning. I know the last time that I was on this call, I was upset because I was just talking about how, you know, the business is growing, career going well. But then I noticed that I had not been spending as much time as I normally did with my children. And you said something yesterday that really definitely hit home for me because you were talking about, and you actually have talked about it several times this week, you were talking about balance and how, you know, you have to make time for the people that you love and get your priorities in order. And so ever since that call, I didn't even know how much that affected me until I began to talk about it and I became emotional and I said, God, I have to do something about this. And you said the other day, you said you can have it all, but not all at one time. So one of the things I was struggling with, because I told you all that I'm finishing up my MBA. This is my last year. And I was just kind of indecisive between, you know, working in corporate America, finishing up the MBA, and then now working my business. And it's going well for me, but I'm missing out on other areas of my life. You know, I was missing out on spending time with my kids and getting together with some of my closest friends, you know, friends that I've been friends with since elementary school. And so God began to speak to me. He said, Kina, you sleep too much. I remember telling you all that, like, you want to sleep and you want to get, you know, you want to go to bed early, get up late. You can't do that. So I began to sacrifice my sleep so that I can have it all, because I'm ready to be finished with school, first of all. Like, you know, this is my last year, so I don't want to prolong this situation any longer. But God began to speak to me. He said, baby, you got to get up earlier. So I've been getting up, guys, every morning around 5 a.m. I start my day exercising, and I praise and I worship. I've been spending a lot of time with my kids. And as a matter of fact, I don't even necessarily just go overloading with all kinds of posts and talking about the same thing over and over again. I put some things out there a couple of times a day. I told God I was going to do the things I need to do, but I'm not going to over-focus on, you know, work or school or any of those things. And when I took my focus off of all those other things and I began to give God my time and take care of my kids the way he had called me to take care of my kids, love on my husband, I'm telling you guys, last week, our team did the most we've ever did in a volume month since I've been with FDS. And it's all because I shifted my focus. So a lot of people, you know, I hear you all jumping in on the call, and we want that overflow. We want our business to boom. But there are things that are just so much more important than, you know, the money and getting to those titles. And anytime I even mention, I was telling Ms. Rushi this, anytime I mention anything about a title or I mention anything about money or I mention that audit, my husband said, Kina, you're going to get there. He said, I pray you're going to get there. He said, but remember, that's not why you joined this business. And I used to get frustrated with my husband because he's not as much of a go-getter as I am, but he's a humble man of God, and he keeps me so balanced to the point where I know that he's in my life. I knew he was in my life for a reason anyway, but now that I see myself going higher and I'm around millionaires, successful people such as yourself, and I'm wanting that, you know, lifestyle, I'm wanting to be that successful, he keeps me so grounded because he brings me right on back down. He's like, Kina, that's not what it's about. You're going to get there. I'm praying that you get there. But remember, that's not what you joined this business for. So I just want to share that with you guys. If you are struggling with different areas of your life, maybe you need to spend more time with your spouse, your kids, focus on your marriage, things like that, because I don't want to be a woman that has all this success and my husband's not there, my children are not there. And I knew that I needed to refocus my life. So I just want to share that with you all because I know a lot of people probably need to hear that.
My God, you just unlocked one of the secrets of success. And when we launch what we're about to launch, and I'm telling you guys, get ready, because when you have the opportunity to be first, because you're here on Pop Start Your Day, being loyal listeners, we have to let you go first. I need you to understand something, that what Kina just shared, that when you put the God first and then your family, and then everything is just going to start flowing, and you're going to say, wait a minute. I thought that it was only the hard work that build the wealth. Well, hard work will get you money. But if you want it all, you got to have it in order. It takes a moment to get it because you'll feel like, wait a minute, who's really telling you how to be successful anyway? Probably Power Start Your Day, the first place where daily someone is infusing regularly, this is what it takes, because people are not picking up a book every day to hear this is what it takes. And that's why even what we're going to be doing is all the more necessary, Kina. I am telling you, you're going to be another person we're going to bless. What you shared, you guys will be rewarded for being on the right track for what we are about to do. Go ahead and email successwithnicole@gmail.com. You say, what does she get? You'll find out. Thank you so much, guys. Listen, the call is done, but on tomorrow, the 300th episode. We're hearing the kings and the queens who are now really starting to look like the kingdom. Something big is happening, but it includes you. God bless you guys. See you on tomorrow on the white couch or whatever couch they put us on. We'll see you. Peace out.